WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Progress is being made in resolving issues that Texas wine producers have over chemicals used by cotton farmers drifting into vineyards.
Seems like there's an easy solution, and hopefully we won't have to come to the Capitol to file legislation. We'll let the farmers work this out.
Brazos County State Representative Kyle Cassell on WTAW's The Infomaniacs had multiple meetings this week on the issue.
I've had the opportunity to meet with the lobbyists for the wine growers and even the national group, but also more importantly, met with some of the cotton growers and the chemical folks. Before that, I met Monday with TDA to make sure about enforcement and what their plans were with drift and all that.
Cassell says cotton growers have a new seed variety and chemicals that won't drift to nearby vineyards. Concerns from wine producers have included cotton farmers choosing to bypass new varieties of seeds and chemicals for less expensive alternatives that result in herbicides drifting into the vineyards. Groundbreaking took place yesterday in the Bio Corridor at what will be the new home of a worldwide broadband services and technology company, which began in Bryan in 1996.
These serves internet to customers on airplanes, JetBlue, United, Virgin America. We just announced American Airlines, so we'll be converting those airplanes over to our service.
Cody Catalina, a co-founder of Net Near You, is vice president of Viasat's wireless division, which will be relocating to new offices at HSC Parkway and Traditions Drive next year.
It'll have a 24/7 support center in it for many of our customers around the world that will actually call in and use this building.
The 9-acre campus will also include a business incubator for Texas A&M students, along with amenities that will include charging stations for electric cars and 10 full RV hookups during A&M home football weekends. Completion of the 89,000-square-foot building is expected in the middle of next year. Charges have been dropped against one of two men arrested following last month's armed robbery of the Stripes convenience store in Bryan at South College in Carson. 31-year-old Jonathan Bradley of Plantersville was released from jail 4 days after his arrest, according to online records. The Eagle first reported the Brazos County District Attorney's Office announced there was insufficient evidence against Bradley. Still in jail is 31-year-old Raphael Ginn of Bryan, who was arrested shortly after the December 22nd holdup and is being held in lieu of bonds totaling $135,000. Neither Bradley or Ginn were charged with shooting a Bryan police officer after the robbery. According to Ginn's arrest report, two men entered the store and took an undisclosed amount of money. Ginn is also accused of driving four others in an SUV. No additional arrests have been made. The Texas A&M Corps of Cadets is hosting a grand opening event this afternoon to celebrate their newest facility at Fiddler's Green,
which is the area where Parsons Mounted Cavalry has been since 1974. And thanks to the grateful generosity of Dorothy and Artie McFerrin and Malcolm Stewart, both of whom are obviously former students, we've been able to upgrade the facilities out there that were in bad need of repair.
Commandant of the Corps, General Joe Ramirez, says the 4,000-square-foot facility includes a training and instruction area, a storage area for TAC and equipment, and office space. Today's event, located at the corner of FM 2818 and FNB Road, starts at 5:30. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 59 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet to wish you a happy new year. What's the perfect way to ring in your 2017? With an amazing deal on a new car, truck, or SUV. Like a new 2017 Chevrolet Cruze Sedan LT at an incredibly low payment of just $176 a month. That's right, only $176 a month with zero down for a new Chevy Cruze at Tom Light Chevrolet. New year, new deals, and new choices. Over 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs available. Tom Light Chevrolet off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or for the most competitive online pricing around, TomLight.com. Take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Based on 39-month lease, zero due at signing, no security deposit required, TTL and fees extra. Lease with approved credit, additional charge of 25 cents per mile, over 32,500 miles. Not all will qualify. Expires 1/31/17. See dealer for details.
Good morning. Right about 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Some of us will start the day off with some patchy fog. Other than that, a partly sunny day shaping up for the region. It'll be warm with temperatures between 75 and 80 this afternoon. Clouds will move in tonight. By morning, there could be an isolated shower, 55. Clouds for tomorrow. There's the chance of a couple of showers during the day, 70 to 75. Showers end tomorrow evening. It'll turn partly cloudy and breezy with a low of 45 to 50. Sunshine, windy, and cooler for Sunday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie women's basketball team fell in overtime to Missouri. Meanwhile, in the NFL, the Oakland Raiders have taken the next step in moving to Las Vegas. And in the NBA, the Spurs topped the Nuggets while the Mavs dropped one to the Heat in Miami. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are, a little bit of fog out there this morning, but at least it's not raining.
Woohoo!
And I don't think it'll rain. We hope.
We're supposed to get some sunshine.
Yeah, sometime in this weekend it'll be all right, and then we're in the 70s, and we forget it's January. So aside from that, it should be just fine. In addition, we'll talk today about scientists who are going to move, actually already have, moved into a dome for 8 months to simulate Mars.
Ooh, that's right.
That sounds fun.
But the dome is in Hawaii. Now, why the hell would you go to Hawaii so you could be in a place that simulates Mars?
Well, you know, volcanic. Well, I think that kind of simulates Mars.
Oh, I was just thinking if you're going to do that, you may as well be in Detroit because you don't want to be outside.
No, I think they're on a volcano.
Oh, okay. I mean, but is there somebody always standing there with their nose pressed against the door going, I wish I was out there. You know, I want to be outside.
That would be unfortunate.
I mean, I imagine that, you know, they did that also because when they get out of the volcano, they're going to want to be somewhere nice.
That's right.
You know, you're in Hawaii.
They're going to want drinks with umbrellas.
Yeah, you don't want to step out into Detroit.
Yeah. Well, now, as I recall, they did this before someplace and they cheated, right?
Oh,
the scientists cheated.
Cheaters.
The last time they did a biodome experiment, it's like they were bringing pizza in the back door or something.
Oh, yeah. You know, come on. Yeah.
Are you sure you aren't thinking of that Pauly Shore movie?
You know, I know I'm not because the next Pauly Shore movie I see will be the first. So, no, I haven't. A Wisconsin sheriff's deputy came across something a little odd in the road on Tuesday evening. Hundreds of thousands of Skittles. Nobody knows where the candy came from or where it was going, but county road crews said the Skittles spill was actually quite helpful as the roads in the area were icy.
Oh.
So thousands of the little candies get squashed and it improved the traction.
Nice.
Next day, they confirmed that the Skittles fell off a truck off the back of a flatbed. It was a big old box, and because it was raining, the box got wet.
Oh, and it dissolved.
And it dissolved.
Or disintegrated.
And, yeah, part of it in the little Skittle. Now, I mean, does that mean that they are moving Skittles around the country just randomly in cardboard boxes?
Right, like they're not packaged
yeah,
in something.
Maybe plastic around them.
Are they like loose in the boxes?
Apparently you know? So. So the Skittles were intended. Oh, wait here. If I just had read on.
To go on the candy wall?
No, they were. But this is bothersome. The Skittles were intended to be feed for cattle.
What?
When did cattle start eating that?
Skittles?
Cows like Skittles?
Well, candy makers and bakeries often sell off their rejects. What is a rejected Skittle?
I don't know. Maybe it's not round. You know, every once in a while you get the deformed one.
Misshapen, yeah.
Yeah, and how does the Skittle feel about itself?
Not very good.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a reject Skittle. Anyway, they sell the Skittles to be used as cattle feed because they provide, their words, cheap carbs.
Oh. So,
they ought to rename Skittles Cheap Carbs. It might sell more.
People would still buy them.
Yeah?
I'd still buy them.
Okay.
We got a lot of information.
I guess what I find interesting is that they were all red Skittles.
Oh.
Which makes me wonder, are red Skittles more likely to be deformed?
Red Skittle rejects?
Could be.
You know what this makes Skittles?
Oh, uh-huh.
It makes them multifunction units.
Oh, listen to that. Exactly. One more time where we can use that phrase.
They're tasty and they improve traction.
Yeah.
You love her to the moon and back, so treat your little lady to a night that is out of this world. Brenham National Bank presents the Daddy-Daughter Dance, benefiting the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley on February 3rd and 4th at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. It's a night you will treasure forever, so make your reservations now. by calling 779-5437 or visit cmbv.org.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:15. It is, the 20th day. Hey, what do you know? It's January 20th. And that means there's 345 of them to go. And, what a wonderful day. Today is National Disc Jockey Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember when I was a disc jockey.
Me too.
Yeah.
I was not.
It's okay. No, you have too. Weren't you on, didn't you go over on Maverick?
I guess technically I would fill in on their morning show occasionally.
Right. That's close enough. You're part of the club.
All right.
It's Penguin Awareness Day.
Do that.
Yep. Camcorder day. That used to be so quaint.
Yeah, quaint.
Carry that thing around. Yep. And, you know,
on your shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, and then, of course, you'd video people and they wouldn't move, and that's the whole purpose, to be able to catch motion. And let's see. And then it's National Butter Crunch Day if you want to do that.
Okay,
Chelsea, it's St. Agnes Day.
Oh.
Do you know what that means?
No.
All right.
But that is where my roommate went to high school.
At St. Agnes?
In Houston.
Okay,
yep.
There you are. Traditionally, on this evening, a young girl can learn the identity of her future husband.
Oh.
All right. You want to hear the ritual?
I would love to hear the ritual.
All right,
yes,
here we
please.
Go. So you take the stocking of your right leg and you knit the garter of your left leg around it while saying... You have to put your wine down because it takes two hands.
I know. What? Wine will definitely be required for this.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, and so you're knitting this, and you have to say this. I knit this knot I knit, to know the thing I know not yet, that I may see the man that shall my husband be. I wonder if you have to say that over and over just once.
Well, I'm missing a stocking, a garter, and a knitting abilities. Okay.
Well, see, and then,
and the
is there like
to...
a modern twist on this?
And the ability to say that while drinking a lot of wine. Yeah, that's
right.
It's
going
to be difficult.
And then when you're asleep, your future husband will appear in your dreams and kiss you.
Oh.
This foolproof method doesn't work. It might. But anyway, you then return the stocking and garter for your money back, and that works out well, right?
All right, St. Agnes. What is she the saint of?
I don't know.
We can look that.
We can look that up while we're talking about birthdays.
Okay. We do got birthdays today. Evan Peters, he's from American Horror Story, and also he's on the Quicksilver in the X-Men movies.
Okay.
Stole the show in the recent ones. Very good. He's 30 today. Country singer Brantley Gilbert, 32.
Bro country
to the extreme.
All right.
Skeet Ulrich is 47. He's a 90s actor.
Okay.
Looked kind of like Johnny Depp. He was in Scream.
Yeah.
Joan Rivers' daughter, Melissa Rivers, is 49 today.
Oh, wow.
Rainn Wilson, very funny.
He is.
Of course, Dwight Schrute from The Office. He's 51.
Yes.
John Michael Montgomery, 52. Another country singer.
Sure, yep.
Lorenzo Lamas, the renegade himself, is 59.
Okay.
Bill Maher, 61 today.
Yeah.
Paul Stanley of Kiss is 65.
Sure.
David Lynch is 71. He's a director that's directed all kinds of
strange movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Buzz Aldrin.
He's
87.
Gives MIT a bad name.
Yeah.
He went to MIT, and he's weird.
Yeah, he is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Artie Johnson is 88 from Laugh-In. And Rudy Bosch is 89. He was the retired Navy SEAL who was in the original Final Four of the original Survivor.
Oh, all right.
But he didn't quite make it.
Okay.
So.
Slim Whitman's dead, but he saved us from the Martians, if you saw the movie.
All right.
Yeah. Saturday, it's... See, and again, ask permission, but it's National Hugging Day.
Oh.
Yeah, stay away from Louie. It's Squirrel Appreciation Day.
I like squirrels.
Well.
I don't give squirrels such a bad name.
I'm just saying.
We've had a lot of stories recently about squirrels going crazy.
They do.
I know.
And it's Granola Bar Day. Look, it's not healthy, okay? I know you think it is.
It's so much sugar,
it's
y'all.
It's not healthy.
It's a candy bar.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah. All right, and birthdays.
We got birthdays for Saturday. Baby Spice, Emma Bunton.
Yes.
She was 41.
She was cute.
Yeah. Ken Leung is 47. He played Miles on Lost. Charlotte Ross, 49, from NYPD Blue. Mm-hmm. Hakeem Olajuwon, 54, on Saturday. Let's see. Gina Davis, 61.
Okay.
She was in a lot of movies and
she
stuff.
She was in A League of Their Own.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Actually, and a very good archer.
Really?
No way.
She tried out for the Olympic archery team.
That's right.
Fun fact.
Yeah. Very cool. Let's see. Robbie Benson is 61. He was Billy Joe McAllister in Ode to Billy Joe.
Sure.
Billy Ocean is 67.
Okay.
Caribbean Queen and others. Let's see. Jill Eikenberry is 70 from L.A. Law. Mm-hmm. Mac Davis, 75.
Wow, Lubbock, Texas.
That's right. He also wrote In the Ghetto for Elvis.
He did, yeah.
Placido Domingo, one of the three tenors, is 76. Jack Nicklaus is 77, one of the greatest pro golfers of all time. And Ann Wedgeworth is 83 from Three's Company.
There you are. And Paul Allen, who you don't hear nearly as much about as his partner, who is that Gates guy. But he was the co-founder of Microsoft.
Okay.
And he's, you know, pretty rich.
Yeah, I was going to say probably still pretty well off.
Yeah, well, owns the Seattle Seahawks, which
You
know,
okay, that's fine.
Not too bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, on Sunday, it's Celebration of Life Day. Hey, hey.
Do that.
Answer your cat's question.
All right, Brad, you're the only one.
Yeah.
And they only have two questions. When do we eat and what'd you do with my stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Where's the food and how long am I going to be pet?
Yeah, you know? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And birthdays.
And birthdays. Ray Rice is 30 on Sunday.
Okay.
They put not someone you'd want to join in, you in an elevator.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Orianthe is 32. She's a great guitarist. She was the guitarist for Michael Jackson has done all kinds of other things. Willa Ford is 36. She was on Dancing with the Stars and also on The Flash and Arrow. Mm. Christopher Masterson is 37. He was on Malcolm in the Middle. He played Francis, the older brother, and his older brother was actually Hyde from that 70s show, Danny Masterson.
Oh,
hey, hey.
Okay.
He's 37. Guy Fieri is 49.
Guys, diners, drives, something or another. Yeah, right.
I heard he was in Houston this week. Or
really? Was he?
Yeah, okay. Filming something.
Okay.
Pretty cool. Diane.
We did a place in Melbourne, right?
Yeah, did Hullabaloo.
Yeah, he did Hullabaloo Cafe. That's right.
Yep.
Diane Lane is 52 on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Lots of movies.
Oh, yeah.
Linda Blair.
Hey,
from The Exorcist, of course.
And nothing
and
else.
Little else, yeah. Is 58. Ted Gentry from Alabama, 65. Steve Perry of Journey.
Oh.
He's still believing.
Oh, yeah.
He's 68.
Uh-huh.
John Hurt, 77.
Okay.
He's awesome. And Piper Laurie
is
85.
There you are.
From Carrie.
And a guy whose birthday we didn't do last year at this time, Sunday, is the 37th birthday of Sundance Head.
Oh, yes.
And now he's famous, so he makes the list.
That's it.
Right.
That's how it works.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, America's precious little snowflakes are at it again. This time, the infantile hissy fit is taking place at one of the nation's most prestigious universities. Campus Reform is reporting that a student group at Georgetown University is hosting a post-inauguration self-care event where students can enjoy a night of relaxation, recovery, and rest after inauguration week. GU Pride, the student group hosting the event, calls on students to, quote, embrace their inner child and enjoy an evening full of Legos and stuffed animals and coloring books. Now, the Facebook event for the self-care night promises juice boxes for everybody as well. And just to think, 73 years ago, young adults their age were storming the beaches of Normandy.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All loans subject to lender approval must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $5 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialist and find out how much you qualify for now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-972-9332. That's 800-972-9332. 800-972-9332.
Good morning, it's 625 Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer, located in Bryan and Navasota.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
For Kashinka with your money now. Paramount Pictures today signed a co-financing deal with two Chinese companies for the Hollywood studio slate of movies over the next 3 years. The Chinese companies will provide roughly $1 billion to finance at least 25% of Paramount's films. Paramount is planning to produce 15 to 17 films this year. IBM recorded its 19th consecutive quarter of declining revenue as it continued to try to offset declines in older businesses with sales in newer ones that are growing rapidly. While IBM's core businesses, such as hardware and services, have been in decline, it is focused on ramping up new growth initiatives in software and cloud computing. Shares fell 2% after hours. Nice payday if you can swing it. JPMorgan Chase CEO James Dimon will receive $28 million in total compensation for 2016, up 3.7% from 2015. Crude oil trading at $52.72 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures slightly higher. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Searching for a new job or a career may be pretty tough, but if you're on the job market right now, I might have some good news for you. Brad Mitchell here, and this is a bit of info. Want to make over $100,000 a year playing with Legos? Well, you actually might be able to pull it off, but you'll have to hustle and probably do a lot of lying on your resume. The University of Cambridge in England is looking for a, quote, professor of Lego to study Legos. You'll have to figure out ways to incorporate them into education and analyze the role of Legos and other toys in kids' lives worldwide. But there's two catches. One, the deadline to apply is today. And two, they're looking for someone with a, quote, outstanding research record of international stature and vision, leadership, experience, and enthusiasm. I'm not sure exactly what constitutes an outstanding research record of international stature, vision, leadership, experience, and enthusiasm, but if you can think of something that might work on a resume, maybe this job is for you. Go check it out if you want to, jobs.cam.ac.uk, and just search for Lego Professorship of Play and Education, and maybe you could be a professor of Lego in England. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Good morning, it's 629, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather, brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. A little bit of fog out there this morning, and so if you know the fog-prone areas, kind of be aware of that as you're driving around out there. It hasn't really descended fully to the ground, at least around here, but it may have where you are. As far as the temps are concerned, got a difference today. We are going to see a high of 74 degrees, and there will be some sunshine later on today, so that will be nice. In addition to that, 56 will be our low temperature tonight. Then about 76 for a high temperature tomorrow, and then as we move on through the week, oh, by the way, we're going to wind shift on Sunday, so we'll have sunshine, but 64 will be our high temperature. And then we're looking at a low of 44 on Sunday night, and next week, the weather's not supposed to be like this in January, but we'll take it anyway. High temperature of 68 degrees on Monday, up to 76 on Tuesday. Currently, again, some fog out there. We've got 59 degrees.
Whenever you have to have one of those difficult conversations, there's a technique you can use that will keep things from getting out of hand. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up. If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You know those really difficult conversations you have to have with your spouse or child or boss? What makes them so difficult is the potential for conflict.
My research has indicated that most people avoid conflict like the plague. So if they think there will be a conflict, they won't talk about what the issue is. So it's just easier to kind of withdraw altogether.
John Stoker, author of the book Overcoming Fake Talk, says there is a way to keep a difficult conversation what he calls above the line, meaning focused on the issue at hand.
The easiest way to lift a conversation above the line is to ask questions. For two reasons. One, it forces people out of the unconscious and subconscious part of their brain. They have to go to the conscious part of their brain to answer the question. And the more questions you ask, the more it communicates to them that you care about the answer, which changes the whole dynamic of the conversation.
When conversations do get emotional and below the line, as John says, it's often a good idea to stop.
Because what happens to people when they're deep below the line and they're highly emotional, those parts of their brain give them an adrenaline dump, and they're more into self-preservation or fight or flight than they are into thinking. Sometimes when my spouse becomes angry with me, she'll go, I want to talk about this now, right? And obviously we're not going to have a rational conversation in that particular emotional state.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A wireless broadband company founded in Bryan in 1996, which was acquired by an international corporation in 2014, will be in new offices in the Bio Corridor next year. Cody Catalina, a co-founder of Net Near You and now the vice president of the wireless division of Viasat, was among the speakers at yesterday's groundbreaking at HSC Parkway and Traditions Drive.
We provide internet service on Navy bases around the world, in Bahrain, in Dubai, just did a large deployment in Cuba, all over the United States. We are embarking on projects in Mexico right now where we are actually going into villages that have no telephone service, no internet at all, no cell coverage, and we're deploying high-speed Wi-Fi service for these folks.
Viasat, which currently employs 170, will have room for 300 to serve customers 24/7.
We're building a dedicated student incubator area in the building so that students that have projects at A&M can come over, do their projects in our building, learn a little bit about the Viasat culture, see what a Corpus campus is like, and it's a way for us to recruit those students for future employment.
Amenities on the 9-acre campus will include a lake and a greenbelt area.
Charging station for electric cars, and last but not least, 10 full RV hookups for game days.
The project is part of an economic development agreement with the cities of College Station in Bryan and Brazos County. Issues between Texas wine and cotton producers are expected to be resolved without having to go to the state legislature. That's the hope of Brazos County State Representative Kyle Cassell, who said on WTAW's The Infomaniacs he met with people involved with both crops, the state agriculture department, and chemical companies.
These folks have an incredible new cotton seed and herbicides that has a low volatility, it's stable and safe, and cannot be applicated with aerial spray and only use certain nozzles. So it will keep this product on the cotton and should ensure a healthy wine crop in the neighbor's fields next door.
Cassell says grape growers continue to expand in the Texas Panhandle, where cotton has been king.
You know, the footprint of vineyards in the Panhandle was about 1,000 acres originally, and in 3 to 4 years, we're already north of 10,000 acres of vines up there, which is staggering.
Concerns from wine producers have included cotton farmers choosing to bypass new varieties of seeds and chemicals for less expensive alternatives that result in herbicides drifting into vineyards. A federal judge has temporarily blocked Texas from ousting Planned Parenthood from the state's Medicaid program over secretly recorded videos taken by anti-abortion activists in 2015. Planned Parenthood Yvonne Gutierrez says this means
that is in order for the judge to get additional information from counsel from both sides and give him an appropriate time to move forward.
The state claimed the healthcare provider violated medical and ethical standards as seen on videos released by anti-abortion activists. The Texas restrictive abortion law that went into effect in 2013 made a big impact.
The Journal of the American Medical Association study shows it most affected women in rural areas, where the rate plummeted 50% after 20 of the 41 clinics in Texas were shuttered. All of those were in rural and mid-sized cities. Study co-author Dr. Daniel Grossman adds there were more second trimester abortions.
It went up by a little over 25%. That's concerning from a public health perspective because it is associated with a higher rate of complications. It's more expensive for women. It's harder to access.
He says that may be a result of women needing more time to arrange transportation. Statewide, the drop was 14%. The Supreme Court overturned parts of the law last year, but none of the clinics have reopened. Austin York, TSN News.
A Grimes County man who was one of two men arrested following last month's armed robbery of a Bryan convenience store is out of jail after charges were dropped. According to online records from the Brazos County Jail, 31-year-old Jonathan Bradley of Plantersville was released 4 days after his arrest. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office, as first reported by The Eagle, reports there was insufficient evidence against Bradley. A Bryan man, 31-year-old Raphael Ginn, remains in jail in lieu of bonds totaling $135,000 from the December 22nd hold up of the Stripe store at South College and Carson. You're invited to today's grand opening of the Texas A&M Corps of Cadets' newest facility, the Dorothy and Arthur McFerrin Parsons Mounted Cavalry Headquarters. The Commandant General Joe Ramirez says the new building at Fiddler's Green has 4,000 square feet of multi-purpose space.
We were in bad need of a new facility to be able to store our tack for the horses, our cannons, all of the equipment that's associated with preparing the horses to ride, as well as office space and conference room space.
General Ramirez says today's event, which begins at 5:30, will include speeches from university officials and the donors. The new facility is located at the corner of FM 2818 and F&B Road. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 59 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
What's the difference between getting your license and becoming a safe driver? At Safeway Driving, no, it's the number of hours spent training behind the wheel. That's why we offer a variety of packages to train drivers of all skill levels. Getting a license is not a rite of passage. It's a learned skill, and just like any other skill, it takes hours of practice to hone. It's time to take your driver training seriously and take it with Safeway Driving. To get on the road to safe driving, go to SafewayDriving.com or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8330. 72.
On Wednesday, January 25th, from 7:30 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m., the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce will hold its annual Economic Outlook Conference presented by Wells Fargo, featuring keynote speaker Glenn Hager, Texas Comptroller. Hi, this is David O'Neill, Chairman of the Board with the Chamber, inviting you to learn about our current and projected economy, plus the overwhelming growth in all parts of our community. Wednesday, January 25th at the Hilton. Call 260-5200 for tickets or visit bcschamber.org. See you there.
Huh. Okay, so now that's not working. It must be Monday. All right, let's do some weather, shall we? 640. Weather's brought to you this morning by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Here we go.
There'll be some areas of fog here and there this morning. Other than that, partial sunshine today and warm, highs reaching 75 to 80 degrees as we head through the afternoon. Clouds increase tonight. There could be a stray shower. Nighttime lows around 55. Clouds for tomorrow, a couple of showers possible, 70 to 75. Showers end tomorrow evening. It'll become partly cloudy, breezy, 45 to 50. Then sunny and windy Sunday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll recap the Aggie women's basketball team's loss to Missouri last night in overtime. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at the new senior associate athletics director for Texas A&M. And in the NBA, despite an injury to Pau Gasol, the Spurs took down the Nuggets at home while the Mavs fell to Miami on the road. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, they're doing that inauguration thing.
Is there something going on today?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Rush starts a little bit early. I guess we need to make sure.
He does, and he's ruining my noon newscast.
Yeah, what's happening there?
I'm not sure exactly what's happening. I just don't think I'm doing one.
Okay. That's,
so we will not have noon news today.
Okay, because it's, you know, the Rush inauguration special.
Right.
Yeah, so
he'll be going through that. Mm-hmm. There will not be a normal break right there.
So John Voight, if you know who John Voight is.
Oh, yeah.
The actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's a conservative Republican.
Yep.
They have those in Washington.
Really?
I don't know if you knew that or not.
And he's Angelina Jolie's dad.
That's exactly right, on top of all of that.
Oh.
He said, God has answered all our prayers.
Well, John.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, he spoke at the Make America Great Again celebration on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. We will be a part of history, all of us. He said, we've been witness to a barrage of propaganda that left us all breathless with anticipation, not knowing if God could reverse all the negative lies against Mr. Trump. He certainly, he's a great American who's looking forward to making America great again.
What a poetic speaker.
Yep, there you go. So anyhow, that happens at 11 o'clock today. Other stuff that's going, well, because I want to get to this. Yesterday, our governor, former governor, Rick Perry, who was governor for 28 years in Texas, had his hearing and to become the head of the Energy Department, which he wanted to abolish. And he was reminded of that yesterday.
Former Texas Governor Rick Perry had his confirmation hearing to be the next Energy Secretary. Washington Democrat Senator Maria Cantwell reminded Perry what he said about the Department of Energy as a candidate for president in the 2012 campaign.
In case you may have forgotten, you once called for the abolishment of this agency. I suspect that now, having had a chance to learn about the importance of this department, you have a very different opinion.
Perry told senators he's had a change of heart after learning more about that agency.
My past statements made over 5 years ago about abolishing the Department of Energy do not reflect my current thinking. In fact, after being briefed on so many of the vital functions of the Department of Energy, I regret recommending its elimination.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Well, what would you expect him to say?
Right. No, I still believe we should abolish it. I mean, who has never changed their mind before, people?
Yeah.
man.
We did have someone email us yesterday. Uh-huh. She's a podcast listener. She doesn't always get to listen to the show live.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about how he wasn't really sure or didn't, was kind of misunderstanding about his role.
Yeah.
And she said, come on, guys, you can't believe many newspapers, especially the New York Times. The story about Rick Perry was totally fake news.
Yep.
Fake news. Oh. Fake news.
Now, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Donald Trump will visit the CIA tomorrow in a show of support for the agency. You know, he and the outgoing director, John Brennan, didn't get along because of all that stuff. The dossier, the unconfirmed dossier full of all these allegations. Jimmy Carter's going to be there today. He was the first former president to say that he would attend, but he flew commercial yesterday.
Huh.
Walking up and down the aisles, shaking hands with
people. I heard
people.
He does that.
That's cool.
You know, I heard he's, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well,
one of the people.
Yeah, well, something like that, yeah. He used to wear a sweater in the White House after he told us to, you know, crank our thermostats down. That's also when we had 21% prime interest rates, just saying.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, so Sean Spicer, White House spokesman, says that P.E. Trump is going to ask 50 senior Obama administration officials to remain in their roles. Because after all, passing the torch, there is some stuff that you know, don't necessarily know how it works so well.
Right.
So they're going to do that. Hmm. The other thing is there are apparently going to be some significant cuts in several departments, and we'll hear more and more about that. But they say that they'll, first of all, part of it will have to do with attrition. People who retired just won't be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
But let me see. I think they had said like PBS is going to get its funding really, really knocked down. I'm going to have to go back and look at that because it was like the National Humanities. I think they're gonna get cuts. They said it would be $10.5 trillion, which is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see. I'll go back and find that in the meantime. One thing about our president, Barack Obama, yesterday, he continued to commute the sentences of people.
Mm-hmm.
But among them, Baseball Hall of Famer Willie McCovey. He was one of 273 commutations and pardons announced by by Obama. The San Francisco Giants legend was convicted for tax evasion in 1995, along with Duke Snyder, who played for the Dodgers.
Mm.
They admitted to failing to report $70,000 earned by signing autographs and participating in memorabilia shows between 1988 and 1990.
And they were in jail?
No. What happened is he was sentenced to 2 years probation and fined $5,000, but what they did is they expunged his record.
Okay.
So he got a pardon for that, even though he'd done it.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, no kid. No, but he was not. No, he's not. Okay. He was not in jail. He was not in jail. And let's see what. Then there's stuff going on in Austin. Man, never mind. We're going to talk to Bill Flores though in about 40 minutes.
We'll are we today?
We
do we get to talk
today.
To him today?
We
okay.
It farther back.
Chit Chat Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Today it'll be Chit Chat Friday. Right.
The Bush Presidential Library is honored to welcome New York Times bestselling author Kate Anderson Brower on February 21st. Kate will discuss different aspects of the public and private world of the White House. She is the author of the best-selling book, The Residence, Inside the Private World of the White House. The program starts at 7 p.m., followed by a reception and book signing. Visit bush41.org and click on the events tab for reservations.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you've ever wanted to grow your own garden fresh produce, your prime planting season is near at hand, especially if it's orchards. Nurseries have placed their orders and supplies of bare-rooted, bald and burlapped, and container-grown trees are arriving daily. Let's outline the steps to a successful home orchard in the hopes that you'll avoid the major pitfalls. I'll be back with details after this message. Get ready for gardening season 2017 with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Order by calling my office during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW, or order it at neilsperry.com. This is the book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. I self-published this book. It was printed in San Antonio. It's hardback. It's on the best paper available. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Not on Amazon, not in stores. If you go there, you'll find the old book from 1991. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out signed. It's only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. If you're planning a home orchard, you need to start by acknowledging that home fruit production may not be a money-saving affair. By the time you buy the plants, water and feed them on schedule, spray them according to the most reliable recommendations, and wait several years for them to start producing, you may have some mighty good yields before you can declare it an economic success. Nonetheless, there's something especially satisfying about having produced luscious, mouth-watering fruit. Your next major responsibility is to stick with varieties your family likes and types that are reasonably likely to produce well in our soils and our climate. Cherries, for example, aren't suited to most of Texas. It's simply too warm for them here. Figs, by comparison, are somewhat risky in the northern parts of the state because of the winters. Extension fruit specialists tell us that plums, blackberries, and pears are our most productive fruit types. Even with those crops, however, it's imperative that you choose only the best-suited varieties. Some pears, for example, such as the grocery store favorite Bartlett, are miserably adapted to Texas because of a very serious fire blight disease problem. You also need to allow ample room. Grapevines, for example, get very, very large. Fruit trees get larger. Pecans get largest. If you plant your trees and vines too closely together, they'll rob one another of much-needed sunlight, moisture, and nutrients. Production will drop and fruit quality will be poor. You need to know each crop's mature size and then be sure you can provide room for it. Most fruit crops are sold bare-rooted during the winter. That's because of a Texas tradition the past 150 years. It continues today. That's just the way they're done. You go into your local garden center during the cold weather, pick out your plant, carry it home, and plant it at once. Ideally, you should choose a fruit tree in the 3 to 5 foot range. Pecans transplant most successfully if they're 4 to 6 feet tall. Now, you are finding more and more often container-grown trees, so that's much to our advantage. They have all of their roots intact. They take off very quickly. Much of the success you expect to have with your orchard will be determined by the initial pruning and training you give the plants. I'd suggest you go to aggiehorticulture.com and then enter the fruit that you're trying to grow. So, for example, a web search, Aggie Horticulture Plums or Aggie Horticulture Pecans, that'll take you right to the best of information. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks a lot for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. In A&M women's basketball, the Aggies fell short in overtime at Missouri last night. Sophie Cunningham made a layup with 3.5 seconds left to play to send the game to overtime, where Missouri would defeat number 25 A&M 78-76 at Mizzou Arena. Four Aggies scored in double figures, led by Curtis Knox with 25. Kyla Hilsman added 19, Danny Williams had 13, and Taylor Cooper chipped in 11. Hilsman led the Aggies with 11 rebounds for her ninth double-double of the season. The Maroon and White return to action on Sunday to host LSU at 4 p.m. inside Reed Arena. Pregame will be at 3:45, and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the Aggie men's basketball team is back in action on its home court for an early affair tomorrow when Texas A&M hosts Georgia at 11 a.m. Pregame will be at 10:30, and you can hear it all on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Aggie Director of Athletics Scott Woodward announced yesterday that Lori Williams has been named a Senior Associate Athletics Director at Texas A&M. Her job with athletics will focus on Title IX compliance in addition to overall campus discipline, diversity, and inclusion. She'll also work with risk management and have oversight of academic services and student-athlete engagement. In Waco, another former Title IX official at Baylor University has filed a complaint with federal civil rights officials accusing university officials of discrimination and intimidation while she tried to investigate sexual assault reports. Gabrielle Lyons was an investigator for the school's former Title IX coordinator, Patty Crawford. In a statement, Baylor officials denied Lyons' allegations. Crawford resigned in October 2016. Baylor has received a storm of criticism over claims it mishandled sexual assault cases for years. In the NFL, the potential move of the Oakland Raiders to Las Vegas has started. The NFL and the Clark County Commission chairman have confirmed that owner Mark Davis has filed the paperwork for a move to the gambling mecca. Any relocation to Las Vegas must be approved by 3/4 of NFL team owners. In Major League Baseball, right-hander Mike Fiers and the Houston Astros have avoided salary arbitration, agreeing to a $3.45 million one-year contract. The deal yesterday avoided a hearing next month. Astros pitchers Colin McHugh and Will Harris and first baseman Marwin Gonzalez remain scheduled for hearings. Meanwhile, right-hander Tyson Ross and the Texas Rangers have completed a $6 million one-year contract after the pitcher, who made only one start last season, passed a physical. The deal announced yesterday includes the potential to make another $3 million in incentives. In the NBA,
mid-post, Leonard takes all the way inside, left-hand slam by Kawhi Leonard. Oh, my goodness.
Kawhi Leonard scored 34 points. Rookie DeJounte Murray added a season-high 24, and the San Antonio Spurs overcame a pregame injury to Pau Gasol in beating the Denver Nuggets 118-104 last night. The Spurs were unexpectedly without Gasol, Tony Parker, and then coach Greg Popovich. Gasol and Parker were both late scratches due to injury, and Popovich was ejected for the first time this season. In Miami,
Johnson sticks in the shot clock. Dragic, long three, got it! Oh, the Dragon from way downtown!
Goran Dragic had 32 points. Tyler Johnson scored 10 of his 23 in the fourth quarter, and the Miami Heat topped the Dallas Mavericks 99-95 last night. Dirk Nowitzki scored 19 points for Dallas, which had its season-best three-game winning streak snapped. Meanwhile, in Houston, James Harden took some time out after the Houston Rockets' win over the visiting Milwaukee Bucks this week to give a fan a present on her 100th birthday. Video shows Harden signing a ball for the woman and spending a few hours sitting next to her in her courtside seat and posing for pictures Wednesday night. The Houston guard also put on a good show for the fan during the game, scoring 38 points in a 111-92 victory over the Bucks. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet to wish you a happy new year. What's the perfect way to ring in your 2017? With an amazing deal on a new 2017 Chevy Silverado with $10,500 in savings. And with trade assistance, you can save $11,500. Come into Tom Light today and save $11,500 on a new Silverado. There's only one place to find the biggest deals of the year, Tom Light Chevrolet, with over 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for immediate delivery. Tom Light Chevrolet off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or for the most competitive online pricing around, TomLight.com. Take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 60071, 45160 MSRP, less 2,000 Texas Edition savings, less 1,000 special package savings, less 4,000 factory incentives. Save an extra 1,000 with trade assistance. Must own and trade in 99 or newer model. WACN's 131.17 plus TTNL.
After my first pregnancy, I started getting pains in my legs and noticed spider and bulging veins popping up. For years, I'd watched my mom suffer with painful, knotty varicose veins, but she was too embarrassed to do anything. I love my mom and my legs, so I decided to take us both to Vein Clinics of America.
With over 200,000 successful procedures performed, Vein Clinics of America is the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural natural beauty of your legs in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
Vein Clinics of America doctors are amazing. I got my beautiful legs back. Mom?
Thank you, honey. My legs are now pain-free for the first time in years. I can even wear dresses again.
Start the new year right by getting your beautiful legs back. Schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors. Call 800-600-2020. That's 800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
You love her to the moon and back, so treat your little lady to a night that is out of this world. Brenham National Bank presents the Daddy-Daughter Dance, benefiting the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley on February 3rd and 4th at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. It's a night you will treasure forever, so make your reservations now by calling 779-5437 or visit cmbv.org.
About a minute till Newstalk 1620 WTAW Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Here's that story I was trying to find a little while ago. All right, so The Hill reports after the inauguration today, P.E. Trump, who will just then be P. Trump, ready to take an axe to government spending. The Departments of Justice, Transportation, and State will see significant cuts. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting will be privatized, while the National Endowment for the Arts and National Endowment for the Humanities will be eliminated entirely. Say this will save $10.5 trillion in 10 years.